We've got the Marlins and the Brewers. Travis Shaw warming up before the game. We'll take it to the bottom of the second. Tom Kohler on the hill for the first time since May 16th. Domingo Santana at the plate.
Ready to work. The pitch. Swinging a drive to right. Deep. Get up. Get out of here. It is gone for Santana. And the Brewers have tied the game despite major effort by the huge Giancarlo Stanton in right. He tried to climb up on top of that wall out there and reach over. He may have actually got into somebody's plate of food. Infield playing back for a double play. The pitch. Swinging a smash to right. That's a base hit. Jonathan Villar with a solid base hit to right. 29th RBI, two balls and a strike. Vance Worley is up now. Here comes pitch number 51 for Tom Kohler, the pitch. Shaw lines a base hit to right. One's gonna score. Stanton's throw. Two are gonna score. And the Brewers lead 6-2 on a two-out rocket by Travis Shaw. And the right-hander deals, and that one's hit in the air in the right center, deep. Get up, get out of here, and gone for Orlando Arcia. And the Brewers add one more on a booming home run by Orlando.
8-4 Milwaukee is your final score. Zach Davies gets the win to improve to 9-4. He goes 6 innings, allowing 4 earned runs on 5 hits while striking out 5. Tom Kohler lasts just 1 2/3. He drops to 1-3. Craig Counsell and the Brewers able to pull it off against the Marlins on Saturday as they win 8-4. Here's Counsell on the victory.
I mean, I think that's the first thing that everybody, at least first thing I said was, now we're even, for sure.
You've had some, you've had some long home runs, obviously, but you've had some wall scrapers, or at least plays where opponents had a chance to catch it, like the Padres game.
Yeah.
The Schebler played, he made it, and then tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't an easy catch, for sure. I mean, it would have been a great play, and I'm not sure the ball would have got out, actually, if he, for some reason, can't get his glove on it. But, he's leaping at the fence, and it was a tough play, and we caught a break there.
What kind of momentum does that give the offense then to see that break go, your way, and then you guys are able to kind of tack on?
I mean, it just gets us tied back up for sure. And I think anytime, you're it's harder playing from behind. It for sure it is. And then we had a very good inning then. We just had good at bats against Kohler and made him work really hard. So we survived. He got a big out with striking out Brawny, and we were still at Travis had a nice at bat, and Domingo had a nice at bat, and Steven Vogt had a nice at bat. So that was big two out at bats there.
Davies got off to a little bit of a rough start, but really turned it around for you those last few innings.
Yeah, I really thought he got it going. He really, the last three innings, I thought, especially the last two innings, I thought maybe his best two innings of the season. The command was as good as we've seen it. Glove wasn't moving. He was hitting the glove really, really well. So certainly encouraging, and hopefully something he can take out of it.
Is that something you're seeing recently from Davies, is his ability to bounce back, whether it's from one game to the other or in game from inning to inning? He seems like he can kind of put the past behind him and come back with these big innings.
Well, I think that's a big part of, as a starting pitcher, you're gonna give up runs, and there's gonna be innings where things don't go your way, bouncing back from that and understanding, keeping control of your emotions, it's an important part of the job, the job description, and you go out and you give up 4 in the first 3 innings, and it looks like it's gonna be a tough outing, and then you put up 3 zeros, and it turns into a pretty good outing.
Kind of the same idea for Hader within that single inning. He was in some pretty big trouble there.
No, I thought that was a big inning for Josh. That's really the first inning he's, kind of been in a jam. And to get out of that scoreless, you know, it's a big deal because obviously that keeps Corey out of the game. So he made some quality pitches to some good hitters, getting Stanton. Oh, he got Gordon, Stanton, and Yelich. You know, three straight with not letting the guy score. That's you know, that's good stuff.
And just more good work from the rest of the guys, Hughes and Drake. You guys are in a pretty good role out there, aren't you?
Yeah, those guys are doing a really nice job for sure. I mean, Oliver Drake's inning is big. I mean, it's, you know, Corey doesn't have to get up there, and I mean that's important. Give him a day off. Hughes, he's had a little bit of rest. He's pretty fresh right now, and he had a quick inning and did well.
Sunday, Dan Straley will take the hill for the Marlins. He'll square off against the Brewers' Junior Guerra.